Please listen carefully.
Hey, this is Chris Plentis, and you're listening to CrossFit Connor Radio. Today we're going to talk about the two main Metcon formats, for time workouts and AMRAP workouts. One of our members was wondering what the difference between the two was, mostly why we use both formats. So I thought we would take some time just to go over them. So an example for time workout would be 5 rounds for time of 400 meter run, 50 double unders. So 5 rounds for time, you run 400 meters, you come in, you do 50 double unders, which is jumping rope where the rope passes under your feet twice. The time is up to the person. The work is set. So we call this a task priority workout because the task is set for everyone and then the time is up to you and your ability. Now, because of this, we need to make sure that we're scaling and modifying correctly. Not everyone will do this workout as prescribed. 50 double unders is a good amount per round, and if you're not proficient at them, you could theoretically spend all day trying to get them. So we're going to scale that down to either a number that we can do reasonably well, or if we're a brand new CrossFitter, we're going to do single unders, either 50 single unders or possibly 100 single unders. The reason for scaling and modifying is so that we can keep the stimulus of the workout within a reasonable time frame. The coach or whoever programmed the workout should communicate to you what the stimulus is and why or what that window of time should be for most people. And the scaling and modifying the workout will allow everyone to be within that window of time. So there will be faster people, there will be slower people, but if someone's going to take 45 minutes to do this kind of workout, chances are that's not what the stimulus is supposed to be. And so we should scale that down accordingly. Workouts that are for time create a sense of urgency because you know that there's a set amount of work ahead of you and you just need to get it done. So it makes people push harder than an AMRAP workout. Typically, because they know they need to get it done. With an AMRAP workout, AMRAP stands for as many rounds as possible. So taking the example of running in double unders, we could say it's an AMRAP, as many rounds as possible, in 12 minutes of 400 meter run, 50 double unders. So everyone starts at the same time, they're gonna run 400 meters, they're gonna come in and do 50 double unders, and do as many rounds of that as possible in 12 minutes. Now, we still modify, we still scale according to ability, but we can take some more risks than a four-time workout because everyone starts and ends at the same time. So what I mean by that, let's use the example of double unders. If we were scaling double unders down to, let's say, 10 double unders for someone in a four-time workout, well, in an AMRAP, I might have that person actually do 25 per round because chances are that they will do less rounds than if we did only 10, but we are working in a time frame where everyone's going to finish at the same time. So we can take more risks to either do a harder scale, heavier weight, a different version of, let's say, a gymnastic movement. Something that's more difficult because everyone will finish at the same time. Now, this doesn't mean someone should RX plus it. They shouldn't go above and beyond what the workout is calling for. Those people should just get more rounds if they're thinking about RX plusing it. But an AMRAP allows for some experimentation and some risk taking. Beginners won't feel as rushed because they are all beginning and ending at the same time as everyone else. And although we always harp on technique and form, and we definitely want to keep that in mind when we are trying something harder, we're not going to do a heavier weight if the form is off. But we might push the limit a little bit, add a little bit more weight as long as our technique is honed in, to see what happens. But beginners won't feel like they are lagging behind everyone because everyone will finish together. From a coach's standpoint, AMRAPs are really nice for logistics because you know when everyone is going to finish. And so for planning purposes, AMRAPs are nice. Now, there is a possibility of hiding within an AMRAP. And what I mean by that is, let's say there's 30 seconds left and people are obviously tired because they are moving pretty intensely. Well, that last 30 seconds, it is up to the athlete to make a choice. Okay, do I push hard and finish this workout strong, or do I hide in the sense of, well, I'm only going to do 2 or 3 reps when I know I could do 6 or 7, or push myself to try for 6 or 7. So there's a possibility of hiding at the end of the workout and take more breaks in the middle of a workout because you know that eventually time will be called. So each format has its pros and cons. Four time workouts and AMRAPs will always be around. We will do both of them, and there are many other Metcon formats. Because CrossFit is constantly varied, we want to push you to do better both physically and mentally. And sometimes we need the four time workouts because we need to give you a task that everyone will look at and get done to the best of their ability. And obviously, we'll scale that accordingly. And then other people or other times we'll do AMRAPs because we want to see how hard you can push mentally and not hide in a workout. That's it for today. If you guys have any questions, hit us up on social media at CrossFitKana or email us info@CrossFitKana.com.